By coming in contact now, you see thousands of rising together, suns rising together. So coming in contact with the word or nama, shabda, or kalma, gives you light, beautiful sense. All glory and beauty lies within you. And also it's the music of the spheres, more enchanting, more blissing, beautiful. So that when a mind taste has a taste of that, that is more blissful, more enchanting, naturally outer enjoyment she leaves. So mind would not leave that outer thing unless you are giving something higher than that. If there is a child, mother gives him small thing to play on, he goes on, then that is thrown out. He cries, mother comes up, then gives him something else to engage him. Again, he leaves them. Again, mother comes up, and gives some sweet, he keeps quiet. Again, he cries, then master comes and embraces. So mind, I tell you, every day it wants more and more. It cannot be satisfied outwardly. What you get the bliss or joy today, you cannot get more. You go on do it again and again and again and again. That very blissful things become quite contrary. Once it is said, you think there are the ways of the Master's teaching. Christ also said like that. Sometimes Master gives direct talk, sometimes by parables. He gave out that once this wheat went to Lord Vishnu and complained people eat me very cruelly, too much. What should I do? And the Lord Vishnu told him, those who eat too much, you may eat them up. There's a lesson in that. Those who eat more than what is digested, that is, that turns into diseases, that eat you. So, if these very things, we are now those who begin to eat more and more, time comes when he is not able to digest anything. Any enjoyment that you have got outside, if you enjoy more than normal, then you are become, what you say, unable to enjoy those. Is experience shown? So masters tell us, give us that contact of the higher within you by giving a demonstration of it. So now as it is, we are now quite under the grand delusion. World is changing, body is changing, we are identified with it, we think it's all stationary. Grand delusion we are in. And the only way to be out of it is to rise above it, to be out of it. And that is by knowing oneself. Kavanana bina pachine mite navram ki kai. So all masters said like that. Amongst the Hindus, there's a custom that 5 years, 7 years, 9 years old children are made twice born. And they were given Gayatri Mantra. Well, some of you might know about it. Gayatri Mantra is a prayer to God, O God, let us rise above body consciousness. Let us accept those rays of the sun coming to us and be identified with the sun within us. O God, turn our souls toward you. This is a prayer. In the old days, Rishi used to give them a demonstration of opening inner eye to see the light of God to the small children. So when that eye is opened, you see, the Master gave us an experience how to open that eye. So Guru Nanak was asked, really, have you seen God? He says, he's apparent everywhere. With what eyes you see? He said, those eyes are different, not the flesh and bones which that can be seen. that inner eye within you all, that is called third eye, single eye, Shivnetra, Anuktasar and the Mohammedans. With that, if thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. How that single eye opens. That will open when your attention is drawn from all outside. You have seen a dying man, you see? When the dead is just in touch with this man body as it is, the attention is withdrawn from outside to the dying man, you see, he does not recognize anybody who comes to him, because the attention is withdrawn from outside. Then that is withdrawn from the body to the seat of the soul in the man body, which is at the back of the eyes. Eyes are upturned. So attention all drawn by outside, you see. Also from the outgoing faculty, hard enough to hear. Now you may call, they won't hear. So this is the process. Saint Plutarch tells us, those who are initiated in the mysteries of the beyond, they have got the same experience of God, I mean, death, leaving the body, as it has at the time of death. So Master tells us, learn to die so that you may begin to live. To die while alive is something else. To die finally is something else. There's a cerebral cord based according to the reactions of the past, they are numbered. Thy days are numbered. Thy breaths are numbered, you see. So when you rise above the body consciousness, come to the seat of soul in the body, that crystal cord broken in the actual death, you cannot return. But while alive, that silver cord is not broken. So there's no fear of that, you will return. How to withdraw? That eye opens when, as I told you, which is when our attention is withdrawn from our outside and from the body below, come to the seat of the soul at the back of the eyes, inner eyes open. So Kabir tells us, well, oh, this keen native bird, he does it to man like that, you see. Why have you forgotten your home? This is not your home. This is only golden opportunity given to you, but you are under grand delusion. You have forgotten yourself. What to speak of God or what to speak of your true home, you see? Wake up. Love God, he says. And he tells us, dear friend, how can we love God? We love the world, of course, because we see the world. God is love. Our soul is love, being of the same essence as that of God. It has innate love in itself. And the qualification of love is it wants to be attached with somebody. Soul's love was to be developed to contact all soul, over soul, God, which is stationary, permanent, eternal. When you are attached there, there is no fear of death, no fear of separation. When you are attached to the outside things, they sometimes, you see, they are temporary. You leave your body, other things also outside are temporary, not permanent. Sometimes you get happiness, sometimes you feel, by separation, feel very much unhappy. So they give us a demonstration of that. And say, those who want to permanent joy, all hope, all glory, and eternal life, they should contact with God within you and liberate no creation. So masters say, first thing, learn to leave your body daily. Take cross daily. Saint Paul said, I die daily. See that word there? Take cross daily, this is taking cross. So this is the first thing, how to come up, but how to take off Delhi, how to die Delhi. There is a demonstration of that is given by some competent adept of the way, or a spiritual saint, you might say. We want such like man who can weigh up, give us a boost, rise above body consciousness, give us a demonstration of that. So I told you just now amongst the Hindus about the twice bound custom they have got, that is also one burst in this man, but the other burst into the beyond. Guru Nanak was asked by the Siddhas, when you were reborn, he said, I was born at the feet of my Guru. Guru ke janme kama mataya. When you once rise above body consciousness and enjoy that higher bliss, there is nothing to drag you back to the world. You get more bliss there, you see. And these very things are given out by others too. Mala Rooms tells us this world is a prison house and we are prisoners. We are a big prison house and we are further prisoners in the bad body, you see. You say, what to do? You can break the roof of the prison and go up. It is a way of transition of things, you see. The world is all world over in prison house and small prisons. We are further in this man body. So the only way to rise above body consciousness. This is what Christ also gave out, you see. So I am quoting all these things only by reference to give you some information that our scriptures give all that. Who can give us demonstration of that is the true guru, is the true saint. When Christ gave out, except you be born anew, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. Nicodemus was a very learned advocate over there. He came up, Master, we are old men, you see, how can we enter the womb of your mother and be reborn? And he told him, look here, you are a very learned man. People respect you like anything, but don't you know that spirit is born of the spirit and flesh of the flesh? And he said, you must be reborn. Emphatically, again. So reborn means rising into the beyond. The life after death, as certain, as sure as 2 and 2 make 4. I have come up here from India. Am I no more? I'm not in India, of course. I'm here alive. So masters tell us, this is the very most important, very personal question you have before you, in which nobody can help you. It's the master only who can give you demonstration of it, and you live by as he directs you. You rise from the body 100 times when he gets you. Who knows this? Where the sting of death is left. We are all afraid when we hear the name of death, isn't it? First reason is that we do not know how to leave the body. The other thing, we do not know where to go after that. What is our fate after that? For these two reasons, we are afraid of death. Everybody wants to live here 2 hours more. So how to leave the body, I have just explained you. Withdraw your attention from outside and from the body below, come to the seat of the soul, the body at the back of the eyes, your eyes open into the beyond. If you come up daily like that, as demonstrated by the Master, then you have no fear there. You all feel. Kabir says, I am very happy when I hear the name of death. Why? Because this world of sorrow will be over and I will join my Lord forever. You feel joy. So everybody wants free, you might tell you. Even the students in the school, they say, today is holiday, they feel joy. Freedom. So we all want freedom from your body and environment. Demarcation of it can be given by his competent on the way. They are called saints, they are called Mahatmas in two senses of the world. The world is full of teachers, right? It's full of teachers. We are respectful to them for whatever we have learnt at their feet. But we need some such like teacher who can give us a boost to rise into the beyond and give us a contact with the God into the special power which is within us. The nectar, the water of life, which is the bread of life. All masters have been referring to these things, the same words, in their own languages, of course. Christ did say like that. A Samaritan lady was going with a pitcher full of water over her head. Christ wanted water. Out of inferiority complex, she did not give it because he's of high family. How can he have water from me? And he said, had she given me this water, this would have satisfied my thirst for a while. Again there would have been thirst gone. Had she come to me, I would have given her water of life, by having which she would have all thirst for all life satisfied. And that's the water life within you. That is called Imamdhabi Hayat, which is called by the Sri Guru as the nectar, amrat, amar jivandana. So all masters are referring to us. That is within you. God says, I am treasure hidden in you. Why don't you come up and dig it up? So say, Guru Nanak says, you see, the treasure of divinity lies within you if you but listen to the one word of the Master. You know how fortunate you are to have man body. Only that needs somebody who can give you a contact with it, that's all. And who can give you a contact with it? It's not any son of man can do it. It is God alone who can give you contact with God, with Him, who resides in every heart and where He is manifest. God resides in every heart, but He is manifest here, there, somewhere, for the guidance of child humanity. So if you are really hankering for, yearning for meeting God, God resides in you. He sees my child is crying to meet me. What does he do? He just brings him in contact with somewhere where God is manifest. He is manifest. A blind man cannot catch any man with the eyes. So it is God who makes arrangement to bring him in contact with somewhere where God is manifest. God desires in him too, but not manifest. Self, only thing is that his attention is identified with the world outside. He gives him a demonstration how to be attention from outside and arise of a body consciousness, where to find the God into expression controlling him in the form of light and sun. So this is comes only in the grace of the Master, God first. It is God alone who can give a contact with Him. So you cannot enter this man body. So the man has got a house vacant, he has locked it up and gave the key of the house to the agent. Can you enter that house? You must have the permission of the owner of the house. Then he will direct you somewhere with whom the key lies, and he will open the door and you can get in. So this man body is made by whom? By God, you see. He has locked it up and given key to the saint, to the... Now he gives you contact with that, he opens the door, you get in. Otherwise, God is within us, the treasure of divinity is within us, all glory and beauty lies within us. We are only identified with the world outside. those who just were fed up with this and worldly, unhappy, you see, are called king, panorama of life. So he, when your yearning field within you, God makes arrange to bring you in contact with somewhere where you can be put on the way, given a boost to rise into a body consciousness and be reborn. So when Master comes, they have the same teaching for all mankind alive. This inner way. Master comes only to take you back home. God sends them. My children are unhappy. Those who are fed up, let them come to me. You bring them back. So all masters say like that, I come from the Father. Father has sent me. Tenth Guru says, I am sent by God. Guru Nanak says, I speak all as I am inspired by God. I can't utter any other word than what He inspires. You follow me now? Where we stand? So masters come for all the world over. They are not the monopoly of any sect, any country. When sun rises, do you think it belongs to the east or the west? It rises for all. So they bring the same old ancient wisdom that God is within you. You are fortunate to have the man body. Make the best use of it. Outer enjoyments won't last more. After all, you will have to leave the body. Would it not be wise enough to begin to leave the body just now, slowly, so that you may not be dragged all at once? A silken cloth is spread over a shrub which is very thorny. If you drag it all, that will taunt. You daily rise to just take it off from the thorns. It might take an hour today, 2 hours, then 1 hour. By practice, you may take it away in 5 minutes and 2 minutes. It is something like that. So we are afraid of death because we do not know how to live with it. That's the only thing. You give a moose like that and you rise daily like that, I die daily, then where do you think of that thing? These are all masters, whether Persian masters or the Latin masters or the Greek philosophers or anyone, East or West, in a way the same for all. And mankind is all one. As man we are all one, as soul we are all brothers and sisters in God, and whom we pray is also the same, called by different names, you see. Unity origins as man, as soul, and whom we worship. So this unity origins we forget, and Master come to revive, that's all. All the same day, advise. They're the creator of this whole universe. We should love Him. He also resides in our universe, also resides in you, in the temple of your body. Love Him, you see. If you love Him, as He resides in every heart, you love everybody. You love your animals, birds and reptiles too. Those who are radiating love of God, even the reptiles or the snakes, don't harm them. Sometimes children are seen taking the head of the snake with Muntumar, but that doesn't stand them. Why? Because they radiate love, no enmity. So we but live up to the teachings of a master, truly, in and out both. Then you'll see the kingdom of God will come on earth. But we must be true. You see, we deceive God. We deceive others. But first of all, we deceive our own selves. So be true to your own self always. You want to be true to God. So that is the way all masters are putting out. Now we have. They come and teach whom? All mankind alike, you see. What they say, what they have seen. And let others also testify what they have seen, you see. Irrespective of whether we bear the labels of one social body or other, that makes no difference to them. So this is the teachings, what the Master gave when they come. They want us to discriminate. The devas are the discriminatory birds. And see what is right, what is wrong. Analyze yourself. You are the true one, permanent, and that God is the true one. All other things are changing. Man body is a golden opportunity you are given to find him. If you are true, if you really hanker after it, God will make within you, who is residing, make some arrangement to bring you in contact with somewhere which you can be put on the way. Given a contact with him who also resides with you. So this is what I have come to by parallel study of scriptures and sitting at the feet of the masters. And this is the one lesson, the one way back to God. For all mankind, young children, old men, there are so many yogas. And this is the natural yoga which the master gave. Each yoga has its own scope. If you are very fond of going into them, you better. I have written one book, Crown of Life, which is the parallel study of all yogas. Each yoga has its own scope. And we are not ready, not ready. Gyan Yoga, because you are very intellectual giants, children won't be able to do it. Other yogas, you see, which involve pranas, they are also, we are already not fit for them. Times have changed. So this is the simple way of living, simple teaching, high thinking, that gives you before, that gives you very right view, right spectacles to wear on, to see the world, what it is in its true perspective. So, I may thank you for all those who are here, because I have to leave now for the other place, to Birmingham, where we have to give a talk here. Our friend will tell you. Thing, you see, I am very fortunate to have so many faces before me, and you have seen only one of mine, and I have seen many of yours, so I am more fortunate. The only thing I would say, as a man, you see, this is the very most important subject in man body that you can do to know God. And this is the high time to do so. Let us, Master don't advise us to leave the world, go leave the hearts and homes, go to the jungles. No, they say leave the world, pay off all debts as God has united you with them, but at the same time, just try to go back to your home. That's all. This alone you can do for yourself. Our Master can help you in that. No other minister or the religious preachers will help you in that. You have to rise above body consciousness. Somebody should help you to rise above. This is our glory. Very sweet stories of which we hear from the scriptures, that you can see for yourself what is what going on. And this is my request. This part of his life should not be in all places. It is most important and most difficult. And those who would like to be put on the way, one thing is of utmost necessity, and that is, as he has already told, strict adherence to vegetarian diet, avoidance of all intoxicants and good karma. Further thing, those who have been put on the way, one thing is, they should keep diaries for self-introspection. In old days, you know, people used to sit at the feet of the master for years. When they saw the vessel was ready, only then they gave something. Now the times are changed, nobody can sit with the master for years. Now you are given some demonstration, some capital to start with, and then you have to maintain it by self-introspection, weeding out all imperfection within you. For that I prescribe one diary for self-introspection under certain height. Those should be noticed and put down, and try to weed out from day to day for your pure life, to achieve your life. As also how much time you put in daily with what result. Those diaries should be sent to me regularly for guidance. even if you have done nothing, I request you to send me a blank diary. Why? How long will you continue sending blank diary? 1 month, 2 months? Then you'll morally feel what you are doing. So those who want to progress on the way, they should submit their diaries regularly for life. You see? And I hope you will give all guidance in God's grace. Now may I take leave of you, very kind of you. You have given a patient hearing.
Good morning, and welcome to the Satsang for Master Kirpal Singh. The recording you just heard was from the last half of a talk called What is Real? And was given by Master on September 16, 1972, in Liverpool, England. Our reader this morning is Claire Stannard. Hello, Claire.
Hello.
Go right ahead.
I'm reading this morning the second part of Joyfully I Surrender. It was published in the February 1972 issue of Satsandesh, and I read the first part on October 7th, which can be found under recorded talks in the on the website. How is this kind of love developed? It can only develop through contact with Nam, whereby the love which is innate will break forth, manifest, and overflow. If you sit beside a fire, all your chills will leave. Similarly, to sit beside something cool, such as ice, all heat in the body fades away. Many, many blessings can be yours when connected to the Nam, for it is the most powerful force. Hari, Hari is the pure Nam which created all creation. The Supreme Lord is nameless, but he came into expression, and that expression is called Nam. Nam is controlling Khand and Brahmand. We can go as far as to say, O Lord, this Nam of yours is the dispeller of all unhappiness. And where can we get it? Through the grace of the Guru. And then, by serving him. Merely bowing down before him does not make a disciple. One must obey him, and then bow before him in devotion. This is what is meant by serving him. In the Gurbani it is written, Satguru's words, words are the Satguru. Whoever bows down to his words and obeys them is a true Guru Sikh. Otherwise, the whole world sees the Satguru, but by just seeing, there is no salvation as long as love for the Satguru Shabd is not developed. What is the Nam? There is the word Nam, just as there is the word water, or pani, aqua, ab, etc. But by merely repeating the word water, one's thirst is not quenched until the liquid which is denoted by the word water is drunk. When Christ met the Samaritan woman at Jacob's well, she was surprised when he asked her to give him water, knowing that the Jews did not mix with the Samaritans. But Jesus explained that if she really knew who it was that was asking her for water, she would have asked him for the living water, by drinking which all thirst is quenched forever. So that water of life is also known as Nam. It is the God in expression power, which came into being, and which has two phases, light and sound. A connection with this awakens the soul and makes it aware of the God within. It is no good saying, dollar, dollar. If one wishes to have money, it must be earned in some way. By uttering the name of the Lord, one may gain some small interest in Him, or get some direction toward Him, which will certainly earn good karma, but it does not give a connection with Him. It is something quite different to see that power working in reality, and to thereby know that oneself is not the doer of anything. Nam can be given through the Guru only. Who is the Nam or word made flesh? Only the Lord Himself can give His own gift, and He is working through the form of the Guru. Though He resides in every form, it is only the Guru who can give the way up by bringing the soul above the senses. So there are two indications by which the seeker can know that he has got the connection. The Nam's two phases must be experienced within, the light and the sound, or the music of the spheres. God comes in the form of light, and that personality where He is manifested will give that new life of light to the true seeker. Many will give happiness or worldly achievement, but how often can you find someone to give his own life impulse? Through his life impulse, you get the bhakti and the connection with God. It is the Satguru's work. And, with the Guru Mukh's bhakti, the sound is easily heard. A Guru Mukh is he who has become the mouthpiece of his Guru, one who truly takes the Guru as the ever-present Lord and keeps his head low before all his Guru's commands. Thereby, he has become the mouthpiece of the Guru, and the Guru is the mouthpiece of God. It is a constant law which never changes. God-realized souls are always present in the world, but in the past they were few, and even now they are very rare. Who then are the privileged ones who get to meet them? Those whose hearts are true. Those without deceit in the heart not only have the privilege of the Lord's own arrangements for meeting the Guru, but with a clean heart, they are able to absorb the full benefit of that meeting. The best attitude of mind is to sincerely serve in humility, and in more and more humility. Then the Guru will come by himself. God himself makes the soul hungry, and then he feeds it. There is really no need to worry about anything. Simply be sincere and true to your own self. He has sent you to the right place, and He is the giver. It is a very subtle and exacting subject. What can I say about it? If a person thinks of Him as a guru outwardly, tremendous change will take place. And if that person gets the higher contact, then? Hafiz Sahib once wrote a poem in Arabic saying that if one wishes to realize God, one should leave one's home and go to the wild places. Bhai Nandlal was a great Guru Bhakta of Guru Gobind Singh. And when he read this, he said, God, God is here, and indicated his guru who was nearby. He then added, where will you go? What is there in the jungles? He is standing here. Who can say this sort of thing with any accuracy? only he whose eye is developed, he who has seen and then speaks of what he has seen. Those who boast of their guru without truly seeing what he is, speak without real knowledge. Their words are empty. For such people, the guru is the guru when conditions are favorable, but when the conditions become difficult, they turn their backs on him. Those who do the dhyan of the Nam are accepted at God's court. For them, O Nanak, will I forever sacrifice myself. Those who meditate on Nam not only succeed spiritually, but in worldly attainment also. They are the lighthouses which give light to the whole world, as long as they are in the world. Christ also said, "As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." John 9:5. When they leave, another light replaces them in an unbroken chain. So there is always food for the hungry and water for the thirsty. The Master gives the light, and when he leaves, whoever has become attuned to him continues the work when the Master hands over that precious gift to him. One bulb fuses, but another is put in its place. And when that fuses, another is placed, and so on. But the light remains the same. The light is the guru, not the body, although the physical form is respected because of the light working in it and shining forth from it. We find throughout history that whatever land has been touched by the holy feet of the masters is worshipped, and their names are praised. But while they are living in the world, very few value them or recognize them. Guru Nanak was termed an atheist, but when he left the world, many places he frequented became places of pilgrimage. But if one gains faith and knowledge in what the guru is while he is in the world, what more is needed? For he is the one who will give. And whoever loves the guru and loves all who go to him is truly a guru Sikh. Whatever pleases thee, O Lord, that is the real worship. The Guru Mukh is the one who truly serves the Guru. He sees and enjoys God. What can cause the Guru's pleasure? There is no criterion for that. Whatever may appeal to him may incite his pleasure. For instance, the way a true Guru Mukh lives by serving the Lord in humility, having love for everyone, and whose meditation is fruitful. This kind of service is true and is likely to appeal to the guru. So first become a Guru Mukh, then one can truly serve the Lord. St. Paul said, "I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me." There is also, father and son are drenched in the same color. It is a condition which comes when the inner knowledge is really awakened. God's attributes are in the Guru, and Guru Ram Dass is saying that if even the slightest reflection of that is seen in the disciple, then he would sacrifice himself for such a follower. Guru Nanak Sahib had one such follower who later became Guru Angad. Guru Angad had one disciple who was a Guru Mukh, and he became Guru Amar Das, the master of Guru Ram Das, who has written this hymn. So, to obey, the Guru's commands is the first and the last lesson on the path of spirituality. Those who do not obey, who show one thing on the face and feel something different in the heart, will never gain the Guru's pleasure. God never leaves those who have true love for Him. God is with those who love Him each and every moment. They are aware of Him. If one truly loves someone, does not that person reside in one's heart? In that case, can one love any other? This constant loving remembrance of a loved one comes after getting to know them, enjoying some happiness together, or living together in harmony. But what real love can one have for someone one has never seen, known, or lived with? We cannot develop love by just saying we love. Whenever the beloved is remembered by such, new life surges within. So, the Guru Mukh's life is lived in constant remembrance. The new life starts from initiation, and then he lives on in remembrance, 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 which increases that new life. It begins to surge within. As a person thinks, so does he become. It starts as a remembrance, but eventually the remembrance occurs by itself. That means he has become that very remembrance. Only a person who has given his heart to another can know what it means to give the heart. It is a practical matter, for in true love, there is incessant remembrance of the loved one, perpetual. Guru Mukh's remembrance is only one, continuous. It continues without pause or end, unlike us who remember many times with breaks in between. What kind of love is here today and gone tomorrow, with this person one day and another the next? Love is only one. That is not love which changes. And the truest love is that which the soul receives through experience that never changes. I am a sacrifice to those who serve the Guru Mukh with love. He is free himself. He frees his family and the whole world. Here he is not speaking of the Guru, but the Guru Mukh, and those who serve the Guru Mukh sincerely, with love, not only will receive salvation for themselves, but also for their relatives and friends, for the Guru Mukh comes to give salvation to the whole world. Guru Mukh frees millions with a spark of Naam. His resources are everlasting, but those people who have gained a little and start distributing it everywhere only end up with regrets. They are doomed themselves, and so are those who follow them. Guru serves the Lord with love. Hail to the Guru's name. Guru showed the way to God. Oh, sacred endeavor. Now he speaks of the Guru with praise, for he truly serves the Lord. He shows the way to those seeking the Lord by connecting them to the Naam. There can be no higher service, no more sacred service. Many take payment for what they do in God's name, but he gives freely. Just as God is free, air is free, water and sun are free. It is the blessing of the Guru. Guru Sikhs who serve the Guru are fortunate Again and again, O Nanak, do I sacrifice myself on them. There can be no higher destiny than this, for human birth comes with past good actions, and after receiving the human birth, those who become true disciples of a true master have great virtue awakened within them. People who have the darshan of such a soul, or who serve them, also receive the Guru's blessing. All Guru Mukhs are beloved sisters in God who are accepted by Him. To gain the Guru's pleasure is to gain the Lord's pleasure, for the Lord is manifested in Him. Though we have all respect for the physical form wherein He resides, yet the Guru is not the physical form. He is the Shabd in the physical form. Guru Gobind Singh explains it in this way. From the beginning to end, there is only one, and that is our Guru. That power has ever been one, and always will be. The true master never says, I am the Guru, but rather, God is the Guru. Guru Gobind Singh says, think of me as the servant, but there is no difference between us. He also says, I have come to see the world's play. He tells us that he was ordered by the Lord to go into the world and work, and also that those who say they are the Guru are not Gurus. How can the one who sees that God power working say that he is the Guru doing everything? The true Guru cannot say it. They shine in the Lord's court, and he embraces them. Those who become Guru Sikhs are the Lord's souls, but He also has love for the others who go to the Guru's court. He has love for all mankind, for those who love the Lord love everyone. He suffers with the sufferers, and the result? O Nanak, the Naam is ever ascending. May peace be to all the world over, under thy will, O Lord. A Muslim prophet explains that if one part of the body has pain, the rest feels it in sympathy. He is likening this to those who have love for the Lord. Excuse me, but where are those with this love? Today it is like a business in the Lord's name. One master says, think of the lowly as great, if in his heart the Lord dwells. There is no heart greater than that which the Lord, in which the Lord resides. That physical form is beautiful in which the Lord resides. The eyes become astounded to see this sight, that form in which the Beloved is manifested. Give us darshan of those Guru Mukhs absorbed in Naam. We would wash their feet and drink that water. There is a Sikh prayer, daily prayer, which says, give us association with a Guru Mukh, company of a sadhu, color of the Naam, O Beloved. Through such true connection, Naam awakens within one. The saint's darshan is invaluable. Washing the feet is an expression of love. Majnu wanted to kiss the dog's feet because it had walked along the street where his beloved Laila lived. Surely lovers of the Lord should respect that form in which he resides. We are lacking in love. Our love is not true love. It is driven by selfish motives. The heart is the rightful abode of the Lord. Do not let anyone or anything else live there. Chewing betel nut and betel leaf, a cigarette in his mouth. God is never remembered by such people, and the Lord of death will take them. He has been speaking about the gurumukh, and now he refers to the typical manmukh, who even by mistake never thinks of the Lord at all, and lives only for worldly enjoyments. This type of person ends up in the hands of Yama, the Lord of death. The continuous cycle of births and deaths that they revolve on cannot be broken. If you appropriate anything from another, you will have to return it in some way or other. If you hurt someone, you will have to bear the reaction of that also. As ye sow, so shall ye reap. Enlightened are the hearts of those who remember the Lord. Yama cannot approach these gurusikhs, the guru's beloved. The Lord of death has no power over those who have received the Naam and who have true love for the Lord. He rules only over that which is governed by the law of debt and payment. He who oppresses no one and hurts no one, who sees the Lord above, and in all things is filled with a serene tranquility. How can such a person be under any law? If he in whom the Lord is manifested places his hand upon someone's head, the Lord of death will not be able to come near that person either. What power has the Lord of death in the face of such light? He cannot enter the place where a true Guru Sikh is sitting, not to speak of anything else. To become a Guru Sikh is a great thing. God's name is a priceless treasure known only by the Guru Sikh. O Nanak, those who see the Satguru, they dwell in bliss. Naam can only be properly valued by those who know what it is, those who live in the Lord's color instead of the world's color. Outside there is light and music. Inside there is light and sound. Worldly people are in a state of intoxication through the worldly atmosphere, and those who have met the true form and lived their lives according to the Guru's behests hear the inner sound 24 hours a day. This inner light is infinitely more attractive than any outer light or sight, and gives a vastly different intoxication. The intoxication of Naam, O Nanak, inebriates day and night. Guru Nanak met the famous King Babar and boldly told him, "The intoxication you enjoy in the evening wears off in the morning, but the intoxication I enjoy remains night and day. It is the soul's color, or you can call it the color of Ram. He who meets the Satguru and follows his words gets this color. Satguru is the giver of this blessing, which he gives out of compassion. It is not an ordinary gift, and it can only be gotten from a Satguru. He gives you the gift from the Lord, who has manifested himself in him. He sees the child's misery and in compassion saves him from wretchedness. The father has great love for his children, and the more unhappy they are, the greater is his compassion, especially in this dense Kali Yuga. Through his compassion, at least those who have their faces turned to him can be saved, if not all. Well, we've reached the end of our time. I was reading from the second half of the talk, Joyfully I Surrender. It was published in the February 1972 issue of Satsandesh, and the first half was read on October 7th. Thank you, Master.
And thank you, Claire, for reading for us. There were 82 people at today's satsang. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And thank you, Master, for providing this for us.
So now we have got the dead body, you see. Masters come and say, well, dear friends, you have had man body so many times, you did not avail of it. You were attached to the outer world, to the material things. Now is the time again when you got a man body, just direct your love to God.